Hi, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, February 8th, 2016. I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. I got some great things to talk about concerning the new online registration for commercial and retail accounts, retail on the shelf accounts. So that also includes installers. But first, I want to talk a few things about the AMSOIL Buy Local directory website. We've been working hot and heavy on this since the beginning of the year, and we've currently got 18 registered AMSOIL dealers on the site with a total of 46 dealers and accounts that have a listing on the directory. This is now starting to show up in Google search results, which is what we've been planning for, and I've actually seen a couple of search results that I've done myself show up on the first page even. So this is good news for anybody that's taking advantage of this online directory website. Remember, this goes in conjunction with the AMSOIL locator. But the little difference is that ours is mobile friendly, and it's also Google friendly. So it's based off of location, and so having a map and the dealer location, and if you're on a cell phone that's connected to Wi-Fi, and it knows where you're at, and it will give you results based off of your search results of where you're located. So this is what this thing is designed to do. So what's the value of being on the first page of Google? That's a question to ask yourself, and maybe ask your potential retail on the shelf accounts. You know, what's the advantage of being on the first page of Google? Stress to your accounts that you can help them get more business for free just by having a listing, by working with you as a dealer on our team. If you're on the Sparks team, you get to take advantage of this online local listing, AMSOIL Buy Local. And, get your accounts on there and get them having products where they can start getting calls and have it there on the shelf. And that's what people are looking for primarily. Anybody can go online and order it and wait 3 or 4 or 5 days. Well, a lot of people that are looking for AMSOIL, they want it right now and they want to go pick it up somewhere or they want to get an oil change with it. So this is the advantage of having this AMSOIL Buy Local listing. And don't forget, if you're an AMSOIL dealer and you got some stuff in stock, you don't have to have a whole garage full of products. But if you are willing to sell products directly to an individual, consider listing your own AMSOIL business on there. Several of our dealers have done that are selling products and everything. Brian Frambach, Chuck Gutlieber, Steve Gallagher, a couple other dealers. Dave Noss is on there as an independent AMSOIL dealer. So don't be afraid to list yourself, even if you don't have any retail on the shelf or installer accounts, and get yourself listed. Google Analytics. I pulled up some Google Analytics on the AMSOIL Buy Local site today, and let's pull those up real quick. So far, our overview for acquisition is, let's see, where'd this go here? Acquisition audience overview. Oh my God, where'd it go? Anyhow, okay, so I've had over 1,402 page views, and this is in the last 30 days. We've had 813 unique page views. Time on page average is 3 minutes and 18 seconds. And let's see, the best day so far that we had was January 16th, 2016. There was 154 page views. The second best day looks like it was January 26th with 102 page views. And then the third is February 5th with 83 page views. A lot of, 10 or 12 most of the time. It looks like we have had a couple in the 50 or 60 range and whatnot. So this thing is starting to get traction. And as more dealers come on board, more dealers add more accounts, it's helping everybody else get found on Google. The more this page, this directory website becomes more with more pages and more information, it will help everybody's sites get found. Be sure to use the search, be sure to use the SEO, the social media links on there, and share your pages that you create for yourself and your accounts with Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Plus and Twitter and all those other things. It's only going to help your accounts get found. I just did one of my Harley-Davidson shops. I shared it earlier today. I try to do one or two a day. You don't have to do 100 in a row or anything like that. Just you think about it. Do maybe one a day, new account on there, and just share it. If you only got one account, well, then you just share that one once a day. Let's see. I was in the. We've got some cool little analytics in the listing manager on the back side of the AMSOIL Buy Local that I have access to. The different keywords that people are typing in. I've had 7 searches from Winter Haven, Florida. I don't know who would have saw on that. A bunch, of course, Clarksville, Tennessee, because I'm always using it to see how it works for myself. Sarasota, Florida had a total of 4 searches for that. Indianapolis, 4 searches. Lexington, Tennessee, 4 searches. Louisville, Kentucky, some searches. Dallas, Pennsylvania, that's kind of an interesting one. I don't have any accounts in that area. Rhinelander, Wisconsin, again, I don't have anything in that area. So that means people are going to the website and putting in there's city and state, and see if anything shows up. So as we build this thing out more, I guarantee many of your accounts are going to start getting calls from this. Liberty, Kentucky, Muskegon, Michigan. Let's see here, Bedford, Indiana. Somebody searched Spring Hill, Tennessee. Columbia, South Carolina. St. Louis. Whitewell, Tennessee. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Lots of different searches on this thing. I mean, there's a whole page of it. There's 100 of them. 90. I'm sorry. There's 90 different search terms on this website so far, which is really, really, I think, pretty cool because people are starting to use it, not just ourselves. You know, if we're putting our own accounts in there, people are actually clicking on it and going to it and putting in their city and state, which is what we're wanting to do. And then, of course, you got the maps. So anybody can go on the Google map and they can kind of scroll into their area, their geographical area, and click on a listing that way too. So get your accounts in there, get them listed. This site's really, I think, going to do well. My goal is to have 100 total listings by March 1st, and we're almost halfway there, folks. So get on there, and if you need help, if you've got maybe don't know how to do it or whatever, we can maybe find somebody hook up that would be willing to put some leads in for you if you're willing to pay them to do it. I guess maybe is a good way to do it. There's a lot of young people that can write well and spell well, and maybe $5 a listing or something would be a good trade-off. I don't know. That's between you and them. So if I haven't given you a login yet, be sure to contact me directly, and I'll gladly set one up. I'm given access to those as the request comes in. I just can't sit down and put everybody's name and information in there. Just doing it as people are requesting to get access to the site. So go ahead and do that. So it's this new retail and commercial account registration page just was announced in the AMSOIL email. I forget the name of the email program that they send out their updates, all their updates and everything they put out last week that this is going to be available, that accounts, potential AMSOIL retail on the shelf and commercial accounts can go and register themselves on AMSOIL.com. So at first I thought this was a bad idea. We'd want somebody to hook up with a dealer that's maybe one of our dealers, but that's kind of how it goes. But what I think is going to be good about it is that anybody that's doing business on the internet can maybe have a page talking about becoming a retailer or commercial account and have the links with their ZO number and everything on there. So it's designed to catch maybe some accounts, commercial retail accounts that you wouldn't have been able to get otherwise by just having that link that has your dealer's ZO number in there, and somebody will go directly to it and register. Well, still the best way to get an account registered, and we're going to talk about that, is still face to face, or have an actual conversation with them. So There will be the dealer transferring links, as I said. So if you don't know how to do that, you can get some guidance in the dealer zone by clicking on My Business. If you're in the dealer zone, you just click My Business, and then there'll be a link on there for using your linking to the AMSOIL.com website, and you can link directly to AMSOIL with your dealer number that has it in the code already, so that anybody that clicks on that link, you get credit for it. It's AMSOIL knows it's coming from your website or whatever, and then you're getting credit for that. So be sure to, if you don't know how to do that, contact somebody who does, or contact AMSOIL. If I'm your sponsor or direct jobber, contact me. I'd be glad to show you how to figure out how to do that and make sure you use those transferring links. I tell you what, I see people all the time on Facebook post stuff about AMSOIL or link to AMSOIL with no dealer links on there, and you know, you're basically wasting your time, because they're going to get assigned to a T1 dealer if it doesn't have your ZO number linked into that. So it's very important to know how to do the online links with your dealer number. So guidance from AMSOIL. I actually talked to Bryce Malone last week talking about this. I saw that it was available on the 1st, and I was checking out the form and everything, and I just wanted to verify. The form was actually designed for businesses that come directly to AMSOIL, so that's AMSOIL's guidance. That's what it's designed for. But I feel that, you know, a dealer can take advantage by having something on their website that says how somebody could get registered if they don't want to actually call you directly, or they just want to feel like they can do it themselves. I totally understand that, because I like to do that myself. You know, I don't want to have to call somebody. I just want to register and be done with it, you know. So I know a lot of people like to do that, and this is an opportunity for them to do it. Second area of guidance was dealers are not to have their prospective accounts to use it, you know, with or without the dealer involvement. You really, which means is, if you're talking to a commercial account or you're talking to a retail on the shelf / installer account, don't send them to that page. Get them registered in the dealer zone so that you can control the process and you know 100% for sure that they are then will be assigned to you. There is always that room to change, you know, room for error. They could click on somebody else's site first, and then, you know, they get credit, and it becomes a big old mess. So if you're talking to somebody, make sure that you're in charge of getting them registered. Don't send them to that page to register themselves. That's not the way to do it, and AMSOIL doesn't want that to be done. If they want to link to AMSOIL, if you have a website and you want to link to the AMSOIL.com registration pages, you should do it to the main info page and not the registration page. And I'll put some guidance in there. It's basically, there's a page before where the actual application is. It's it's called business opportunities / retail account. And then the other one is business opportunities / commercial account. So you want to be sure to link to that page first, and not the actual account application page. They don't want that being linked that way. And that, if that's confusing anybody, let me know. I'll try to put some something in the show notes on it as well. If you currently have web pages on your own website that talk about commercial retail registrations and whatnot, I would still highly recommend that you have prospective accounts contact you directly. That means call you or email you. That's the best way. Number one way is to get in touch, because then you can answer their questions. You can be sure to field any kind of problems that came up, or make sure they're qualified and everything like that. Some of these aren't qualified because they're home businesses or what have you. They could become a preferred customer or dealer instead. And let's say, so get out in front on this. That's my advice, is get in front, start getting a page together. If you don't have a commercial retail page, and use some verbiage about getting registered as a retailer, installer, or, selling AMSOIL in your store or whatever you want to call it, get that going. You might be wondering, will account that is registered directly with AMSOIL Of course, they're going to be assigned to a dealer. So if somebody, an account goes directly to AMSOIL.com, they register their store or their business or their commercial account, they're going to be assigned a T1 dealer. That's if they don't go through any dealer links or anything like that. And then you wonder, are they going to, how is the dealer going to get charged a $6 registration fee for that? Well, AMSOIL is going to deduct that from the first order from that account. So if you get assigned a commercial or retail account from this process, when they place their first order, they'll deduct the $6 from that first order. So that'll answer that question there. Still, what's the best method to register accounts? And the best method is to ensure any accounts you're working with are assigned to you is to do it manually. That means using the registration form in the dealer zone or complete a paper application for commercial retail and fax it or mail it in. And you'd have to have a packet for that. That's a G1001. That's a retail on the shelf registration packet. And then a G1007, that's a commercial account registration packet. And you can't just get the form by itself. You actually have to get the packet which has all the price list and catalogs in there and all the actual forms you need to get the account registered. So again, this is online registration is designed to catch those accounts that you might not have gotten. It's not for you to use for your current or prospective ones that you're actually talking to. And if you go to AMSOIL.com and then you can click on business opportunities at the very top of the heading on AMSOIL.com, there's one that says sell AMSOIL at your retail store. It talks about there. There's a little button that says register now or request information. And there's a little some verbiage about increasing visibility with the AMSOIL locator, increasing profits, exclusive distribution, or AMSOIL products are exclusively available at small and regional chains. Protect against predatory pricing. Carrying AMSOIL synthetic lubricants helps you stand out from the competition. Extensive product line, advertising support. So be sure to use all this information that AMSOIL puts together to help you get more of these accounts and see how this is all coming together when I talk about the AMSOIL Buy Local locator, and AMSOIL is really making a push to get more retailers going with AMSOIL. So this is kind of all coming together. I saw trying to get on the front end of this train so we can all benefit from having more local business that's carrying our products and then we don't have to carry as much. We can send our prospective customers to those stores and whatnot to pick up their oil. And then under the business opportunity headings, again, you can click on commercial, and it talks about commercial account, such as landscapers, trucking companies, taxi fleets, buy products at the lowest possible price for use in their business and vehicle equipment. Establishing a commercial account is simple, and the benefits are immense. Automatically earn purchase discounts based on your cumulative order total. And then, of course, they can register now. They click on that button. And then it talks more about it on there and says professionals and other businesses that use vehicles or equipment for personal and business use qualify for the preferred customer program. So, and the other thing too is AMSOIL, this is not automatic. This is not going to be like the preferred customer program or the dealer program. AMSOIL is calling these businesses. They're verifying that they're a legitimate business. I noticed under the retail on the shelf one, it said something about that we're going to verify your business through online means. So if you these accounts that are trying to get registered, they've got to have, online visibility, which means they got to show up somewhere like in a Manta or some other type of listing that shows that they're a real business. So if anybody's got any questions, just hit *6 on your phone, and I'll be glad to, or if you got any comments, what your thoughts are, I'd be glad to hear from you. Go ahead. Any questions?
Hey, Michael, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I have a question or two that might be just specific. I can call you another time, or I can ask now, whatever you think. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know who that. I don't know whose phone that is. It's not mine.
Beeps. Okay. When you go to those links that are posted that you're mentioning, one of them is for Amsoil retail account information request form.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a link that I would, if I wanted to embed that on my web, my website, that's where it would.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, you'll want to, and AMSOIL says you want to link not to the actual registration form, but you want to link to the, I don't know whose phone that is.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It is very annoying. You want to link to the first page you come to there. It says AMSOIL, let me see, I've got like 2 minutes. It says become a AMSOIL retailer. It's the one that's / retail account .ASPX, when you see that .ASPX. And then after that, you'll just put ? ZO equals, and then your ZO number. So if you're going to link to that, it'll be www.amsoil.com/business-opportunities/retail-account.ASPX. ? ZO equals, and then your ZO number, and that's how you link to that page. And then somebody will go to that, read about it a little bit, and then they'll click on the register now or request information. If they request information, then you'll get a lead from AMSOIL to then contact them and follow up and everything. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does.
Good. What's the other question you had?
Oh, no, that was it. I thought that depending on that answer, it would maybe have another question, but that answered it.
Okay, excellent. Good. Anybody else have a question? Just hit *6. I got a couple of minutes here. We can answer any questions anybody has. I've seen somebody come on and click back off. Hello?
Stage fright.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's, I guess, enough dead time. I appreciate everybody getting on tonight. And, again, take advantage of this online retailer list. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was having trouble getting it to unmute.
Okay. You got to figure it out.
I only did it 3 times. Anyhow, is this any different? I'm sitting there looking at the registration page and starting to enter a new commercial account that I got today, and I don't see anything different. So you're just saying that according to the new T1 system, when they give us one, they're going to take away the $6, of course, that we would have normally paid anyway. Is that kind of what you've been saying?
Yeah, and then AMSOIL does it. If you've got a commercial account that you're getting ready to register, you're not going to use this online form there. You're going to use the one that's in the dealer zone. You click on the dealer zone where you actually fill that registration part out, where you can put what kind of products that they're looking for, and then you pay for it with your credit card. So AMSOIL doesn't, if you click under My Business in the dealer zone and then under Registrations and then commercial retail accounts, you click on that. That's what you want to use if it's a company that you're already talking to or working with. So,
okay.
Yeah, so don't use that for one thing.
Getting something else mixed up. All right.
Yeah. This is basically just designed to catch businesses that if you set your web page up just right, people are searching, like, I want to sell AMSOIL. I want to sell AMSOIL in my store or whatever. Well, then they click on that and fill that out. I'm still going to suggest anybody. I said, you can fill out the one online, but it's best to contact me directly because I can help you get faster service and make sure you're taken care of and answer any questions and help you with your first order or whatever kind of verbiage I come up with. I haven't done it yet, but that's my plan. I do have pages on my website already, and if you go to my AMSOIL product website, which is amsoil.lube-direct.com, and then you click on Buy Wholesale, and then you can read what I have for AMSOIL retail outlets or whatever. I've already got stuff in there. I'll just add some extra stuff about this new online registration page. So.
Hey, Michael, one more thought. Just an update to the nice T1 retail account that I talked about last week. It was such a great thing when I called up the customer and spoke to him. Man, was he talkative and had more questions. And I was like, gee, I could say it was just a great system that followed through. Mark Kroll did a good job of setting him up and getting him started. And then I found out more information to help him. He's getting ready to place another good size order. So,
well, excellent. Good.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Jonathan. Pull off mute here. Hey guys, I hope everybody has a good night. Thanks for getting on the call tonight. And be sure, if you like these calls, share them with your team. Tell your downline or your prospective downline about them. And hopefully you get more business that way. If you like these calls, again, we appreciate you. And get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Michael. Sleep well, John boy.
Yeah.